Hello.
Hey, Phil.
This is Phil.
Tammy and Tony?
Yep.
Troy? Tasso? Just Tammy and Tony? Okay. I'm sure others will be joining us. So let me ask you guys, what's going on? Let me start with Tony. You're relieved to be done with strength and growth. That I know.
Yeah, man.
But you got stronger for sure.
Oh, so substantially. I mean, I let it all hang out, though. So, I mean, and that was with the intention of doing it, to see what could happen, barring injury.
And no injury.
You know, I've had an ongoing situation with the knee, with some tendonitis and a little bit of swelling, and it's interesting because I was okay. And I started having a little bit of knee pain, but I've been, you know, doing the TENS machine and Theragun and stuff like that. So I'm, you know, I'm good. I think he's a little stiff, but I'm sure that's old ass itis. But get out of here. So, but I feel good. I mean, I feel good. But these work it out. These workouts have been. Like I said, I got texted you. They're a vacation in comparison to strength and growth.
Yeah.
And it's not that I did not enjoy strength and growth. It's just that it was really effing hard.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the point. It's really effing hard for 2 weeks, and then you work on a whole different path, and by the time you get to fat loss, you're going to see a really, really significant change.
Yeah, but even, like, you know, the people around me are saying, like, wow, like, you know, one of my clients said, like, your body changed in like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm also, like, you know, eating really clean. So here's confessions of a trainer, that it's not like I don't like eating healthy food. I do like eating healthy food. But I know that there's other days where I'm saying, okay, I'm working really hard and I can kind of like sneak some things in here and there. As long as I feel fit and I feel healthy, I should be good. Like over the last, you know, this was before, I started the program. It was before I went on the vacation, and I'm like, you know what, you know, let's stop bullshitting here. It's like, you know, are you going to be all in, or are you going to be all in when you really want to be all in? And so my eating has been, like, you know, super mindful and super conscious and super clean. So I'm eating a way that's clean, but that I feel like I can maintain.
Good. And Tony, as you go through this yourself and you're, I think, appreciating the science behind it,
okay.
How does this impact you as a trainer? I mean, do you see bringing your clients to this, or is this just for you?
This is completely for me.
Okay.
Where it takes me from there, I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, but one of the things that I'm finding greater appreciation in it is that I don't really do many things for me exclusively.
Good.
So, This is for me and only for me. So, you know, every, like I was saying before, about even getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, which I'm not doing now because I don't feel like I have to, but I'm still doing it super early in the day. And that was even with everybody else having an understanding, like, yeah, I'm going to be getting up at 3:30 in the morning, clothes are laid out, food's laid out, and I'm going to be getting out the door at, you know, at quarter two because this is super important to me. So, that's been beneficial and helpful as well.
Good. Are you also going through the webinars?
Yes.
Good.
Good. But the truth of the matter is there's a couple of webinars that I went through after I started. So I didn't necessarily do them leading up to everything. I've been like, in some case, some of the people who are probably really compliant but not having an understanding of everything, like, for instance, if I had gone through the webinar for strength and growth and before I started it, I would have done it differently the first day. Because that was a shock. Because even though I understood, because I read everything, but there was a couple things that you said in the webinar that helped with what was in the reading. So it gave
right.
a different understanding.
Good. No, I'm glad because that's what I hope is that they complement each other. You know, they're both
yeah.
important. Okay.
They are both important. I mean, and again, I'm going into it with the base and having done Transform before, and I would say that I still needed to experience them.
Good. Okay, I'm glad. Tammy, what's up with you?
I met with Kristen on Friday, and when she gets back, we met for 3 hours on now, you know, the marketing part, and so we're going to put a bunch of different posts together, and she keeps texting me, here's a good topic or whatever that relates all to driving people in to the metabolic reboot. And then today I had a conversation with Tony, and he was, you know, saying, okay, well, if we're going to sit down, I need a confidentiality agreement and letter of intent. And I said, well, Tony, I can't give you a letter of intent until I know what the offer is. Like, that doesn't, and he's like, oh, well, anyways. And so I'm like, and truthfully, you know, I've had a lot of counseling. I have, you know, financial advisor and, you know, my mentor. I have a roundtable group. And, oh, well, you know, just remember this. And like, he was like hard selling me. I was like, finally, you know, I was trying to explain to him, that's not a concept. And I said, you know, my mentor has always said, that's, you know, don't get yourself in that situation. He goes, and then he was trying, and I finally explained, look, my roundtable group, they're all gym and studio owners. Like, they have, you know, big, you know, for personal training teams and stuff like that. So I said, I have good counsel. And, you know, their advice is, you know, not to do it, start small. And he's like, well, okay, so what about this? Okay, why don't you make me an offer? And, you know, and then I can train. And Billy's like, oh, my God. He goes, have you ever watched Pawn Star? You know, you go ahead, you can table and make me an offer. And I'm like, Pawn Star? Okay. Billy's like, okay, this is ridiculous. So I said, let me just think about it over the weekend. And then I'll give you a final definite. And he goes, well, this is the deal. If I resign, because now he's waiting to hear from me, he's like, he's going month to month until he makes a decision before. He goes, oh, yeah, no, I would keep it. So he's like, well, then you're going to have to sign a 3-year lease with me that you're going to stay on. If I sign again, no, I'm sorry, I won't do that. I'm not signing
wow.
a 3-year lease to stay on with you. Nobody has signed that. So he finally said, like, I don't even know. I go, first of all, I said, my financial advisor, like, what are you really buying? Because the equipment in there, Tony, you know, it's not worth anything. Like, you know, it's used equipment. And he goes, well, you know, I did build out from there, which really is, you know, between the landlord and I, but not in this situation. This situation is unique. He's really trying to want to unload it. So and he's like really giving me a hard time about, you know, selling me hard. I'm trying to get like going, okay, well, what about this option? So anyways, I got to figure out a way to, you know, just say no, let's be done with it. But then I got to figure out, okay, I might need a place to go. And there's, you know, like I said, it's not that easy. And I told him about the financial situation. Because, well, I just want to know financially, you know, you're going to, if we sit down and open our books, are you going to be able to, and I said, that's the thing. You know what? I came out of bankruptcy and my financial advisor advises me not to do it. You know, somebody would hold the note or something like that, but I'm not, you know, to get cash for it, you know, and just give you cash. I don't even really know what I'm buying. He goes, well, tell your group this. I'm like, okay, whatever. So that's what I'm dealing with.
Okay.
I don't.
The answer is obvious here, but go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, walk away.
I don't like him.
I know. That's what Billy said. He goes, God, he's just so. And I said, I know. I've dealt with him. He's really not a smart businessman. So he really is just trying to, you know, make it sound like, oh, and then he goes, oh, well, it was breaking even, but now I got Suzanne in. So now the deal, you know, you wait a little bit. The deal, now the value's even more. And I'm like, okay, sure.
Hey, look,
so anyway.
the value is only what someone's willing to pay for.
That's it.
So, I mean, the question I ask, and I hope you
let me change that a little bit. The value is only what someone else is willing to pay for it. In other words, you may pay more than the value. So the value is only what someone else is willing to pay. And if it's that
sure.
valuable, somebody else would have an offer on the table. So
right.
go ahead, Tony.
I agree. But, you know, the question becomes, and I've been experiencing this fairly recently in the last couple of years when I start to assess. It was, I forget the guy's name, but he said, you can't get a good deal from a bad guy.
Exactly.
And at some point in time, you ask the question, like, you know, from a business point, from an energy point, from a karmic point, sometimes it's just better. It's like, you know, I just can't deal with you. And the situation becomes whatever it is for as long as it is. But you know it's just a buoy until you get to the next station. Because it's like.
Yeah. Like, and he goes, well, what if you could grow it, you know, and just work really hard. And then, you know, in 6 months, I said, yeah, maybe in a year. I'm just saying that to get him off of my back. And so he'll sign his lease. I'm like, and maybe you're, it might be a different situation, but really it doesn't fit what I want to do, what my business model is. Like, so now I'm just taking on debt and headaches.
Yeah, Tommy, you don't have to explain that to him.
Yeah.
Do you hurt him if you leave there?
Yeah.
I know you're not sure where to go, but just from his perspective, like if you
yeah.
go, hey, I'm gone, does he suffer?
Yes, big time.
Okay.
I have the biggest clientele, and I sell all his retail.
So he has no leverage. When he's threatening you with, then you're going to have to sign a three-year lease, just say no. No. You want me to leave? I'll leave. He doesn't want you to leave.
Right.
It's so blatantly obvious at this point. Like, it's not even worth considering. I mean, just close that door.
No, I've already closed the door, but I'm just trying to close it with him. And, like, he just would not. Billy's like, I would have hung up that phone 30 minutes ago. And I'm like, I know, but I got to, if I really tell him how I feel, because he talks down to me like I don't know. But I don't want to say, you know, how I really feel, because I got to keep this connection until I can figure my next.
Just say I'm not in a position to do it. So you know what? I've thought about it. I'm not in a position to do it. I appreciate the offer. I'm just not in a position to do it. That's it.
Yeah. Can I echo that too, Tammy?
Yeah.
Because one of the things I really believe in from a business standpoint, just from a life standpoint, is I don't complain and I don't explain. One of the most powerful things you can say to anybody is just simply, no, I'm not doing that. You don't have to give any reasons why. Forget about your financial advisor says, whatever. That's none of his business. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this is true, but sometimes something better comes along only when you turn away from what's in front of you.
Oh, no, I know that. And I feel like the universe, and I feel, I really, I said my gut is like, no, because I leave there at 10 a.m., and when I'm there, I just have this heaviness. It reminds me when I bartended way too long, you know,
yeah.
and not making that move. And I know, you know, I'm definitely jumping in, you know, full on this. So it's really just about me finding a space that I can do that in. And I have some eyes and ears open. Oh, and Kristen connected me. We're supposed to connect. She's a doctor, an internal medicine doctor, but she now works at like Grace Medical Home, which is free medical, but she's into like the more, she's homeopathic certified and all of that. So she was interested, like when Kristen told her about the program. And so she's going to connect her with, you know, us together. And then maybe, you know, from there, she has some leads for me too. And then just one of my clients has a doctor, he's an internal medicine doctor that's over here close to me near the hospital that he's going to connect me with, and I can just start there. And, you know, maybe they know a friend, a doctor friend that may fit with their program.
Oh, so. Tammy, that will change everything. Honestly, it'll just take you up to such a different level. I mean, you're ready for it.
I'm ready for it. And that's why I'm not trying to explain to Tony, but I was like, you know, he did, well, why don't you stand? I said, this problem is, Tony, what I'm teaching is totally different. And you have all these trainers in here, and they're talking about like just nonsense, you know, and it's confusing. And even now, like people look at me and, you know, and so, you know I'm ready. It's just a matter of finding the right spot and doing it.
Good. And just as a final thought on this, you know, in the health club industry, there are health club brokers, and there are two really big ones. So they have the listing of every health club that's for sale. And I get calls all the time, you know, and they go, hey, I got a great opportunity. It's something opening in Jupiter, and the guy's moving, and he doesn't want to own it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I always listen. I always listen because I'm always curious, you know, how they're valuing it. But when there really is something of value, a broker will take it on because they stand to make some money. So if this guy's pushing so hard at Tammy Lang, I'm just saying, like, there's not a whole lot of opportunity for other people to buy it. you know?
Right.
So when he's threatening you, it's desperation. I just think, like, ignore it, close the door, be done.
And when I met with Randy, who was my original investor at Healthy Bites, and he's a banker, and he is Doug Tony's banking, or, like, had lent him money, but he's like, Tammy, don't do it. He's like, don't let him talk you in because he knows how he is. And he's like, and what are you buying? You know, so anyways, it's all the way around. It's time to go. And he even said, and Randy's like, I respect you so much. Like, I would hate for you to get in and just be. And I'm like, no, I know that. So anyways, that's where we're at. I had to have that conversation with him. And I know he had like a pep in his step. And oh, that's what I was going to say. Randy said, Tammy, he got an inheritance because he knows Tiffany's dad who passed away. He had that knee replacement and got an infection because it was, like, sudden. And so he's like, that's why he's wanting to get out, because he got a freaking inheritance. He doesn't want to do anything. So.
Okay. That's not your problem.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not my problem. So, anyways, that's where we're at.
Okay. So, don't even consider it again. Really. It's not even an offer anymore. Just take it off the table.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this to you, but I'm really saying it to everyone, and it's, you know, the song I've been singing for a while now, but when you really connect with a medical operation, when I say it'll change everything, it'll change everything. I have these two doctors that I work with up in Palm Beach Gardens, and I don't know if I told you details, but when I first met them, they came out with a sublingual glutathione that they say is transported by fatty acids, and it makes it into the cell. And it's a multi-level, you know, direct marketing thing. And these guys started it. They invested a lot of money, and they wanted me to speak at their events. They would have these events trying to recruit other doctors. And I listened. You know, I listened carefully, and I did speak at one event specifically about glutathione, not about their product. And I honestly don't believe the product works like they say it does. And that's the truth. And I told them that. I go, I don't know. You can't look at my opinion and say it's a strong opinion. But I can't get behind something unless I know it to be true. And what I know to be true is when we get people IV glutathione, it's immediately in the bloodstream. So I don't know that that happens when you put your product under your tongue. And I've seen all of the studies that you're referencing, but the studies aren't about your product. It's about other sublingual delivery systems. So I had pressure from them, and I stopped. I said, no, guys, I'm done. But if you want me to do consults in your office, I'm not going to push people on your product, but I certainly won't put it down. So the deal was that I can't sell Thrive. So when I do a consultation in there, it's $150. They get half, I get half, but I could sell my 21-day reboot and they get nothing for that. So the beauty of it is they were able to go back and call literally 150 former patients and get them to come back in, because they now said, we have an in-house weight loss program. So they're very happy that every time I meet with somebody, they get $75, because now they're bringing back a patient. And if they sell them on the glutathione product, great. But guess what else they started doing? CRP testing and IV glutathione. So I'm just telling you, like, when you get into something like that, they start to make money from you, so they start feeding you. 150 old patients have now done consults with me. And I'm not selling their product. So this is why I'm telling you, with everything you do and the biofeedback and talking to people about food allergies, when you connect with a doctor, it's going to change everything for you, and you won't have to deal with this petty stuff. Do you agree with that?
Yes, totally.
So that's what I would pursue. And, you know, you think about opening a place, and that would be great, but imagine if you could find a medical center where they have an extra 400 square feet, and most of them do, and you just make it a training studio.
Right.
Even if you have to pay, like, I don't know, $600 a month toward their lease, it would be worth it. Where else can you open a studio for $600 a month and bring in your clients? Or they would charge you nothing because they get a percentage of what you generate in consults. So when you find those people, let me know, and I'll walk you through the process. But that's the opportunity. You shouldn't – somebody shouldn't be pressuring you like this.
Right.
They should be happy to have you there.
Right.
So I'll say to all you guys, you know, these are revenue streams. Like CRP testing, they never did it before. But now they do as a marker of inflammation. Most doctors don't do CRP testing for a number of reasons, but the primary reason is there's no drug for CRP. So what doctors typically test is cholesterol. Why? Because if cholesterol is high, as it often is, they could put somebody on Crestor or Lipitor. So if CRP is high, there is no drug. You probably heard me talk about that large-scale study of 14,000 people who had heart attacks. 51% of them had normal cholesterol. 100% of them had elevated CRP. So the only reason they don't check CRP is because they're pushing drugs at people who have high cholesterol. But when a doctor has a benefit, an in-house benefit, like we're about to put somebody on a program, we want to check your CRP so we know your inflammation, they start testing CRP. And if insurance doesn't cover it, it's a revenue stream. The doctor's happy to charge $150 for a CRP test. So I know I'm still kind of a little elevated above where you guys are thinking, but all you got to do is take a step. Because I hesitate to say it's easy, but I'm telling you it's easy. Just about every woman who comes in with this condition that I named REMAS, or just about every woman who comes in over the age of 35 who has a weight loss issue, has some thyroid irregularity. Everyone. It's amazing to me. And doctors tend to go, oh, well, it's normal because you're 40, you know, and it's not normal. It can't be normal to be abnormal. It doesn't make any sense that it's normal. It's common, but it's not normal. So what they do is a comprehensive thyroid panel before the program and a comprehensive thyroid panel after the program. And if the person can afford it or they do have insurance, they also include adrenal hormones. So I'm sharing this because this is not what doctors typically do, but when they do these things, there's now benefit to them. They don't make a lot of money prescribing drugs, believe it or not. They don't get like a kickback from the pharmacy. So the lab testing itself can be a profit center. I think intravenous glutathione is the best non-prescriptive therapy. I think the science supports that putting more glutathione into your bloodstream and ultimately into your cell dramatically boosts your antioxidant properties. And if free radicals equals aging, right, oxidation, then we can call this, in a sense, anti-aging. So bringing you on board opens doors for doctors to do medical things that make them more money, that are not covered by insurance. Just about everybody who goes through the reboot with me buys probiotics, enzymes, and acetylcysteine. Just about everyone. And many of them by Thrive, which contains the probiotics and the prebiotics and the enzymes. So if you're working with a doctor, they sell nutraceuticals and everybody buys their probiotics and their NAC. This, guys, is truly the future of medicine. It can't keep going the way it's going. So this process is aimed at getting people well. And by the way, nothing that I just shared is expensive. I mean, relatively, you know, you might pay $60 for a good probiotic, but I'm just saying it's not in the tens of thousands of dollars. Now I am owner, partner in a facility that Tasso has seen and Tammy has seen. And we have some really advanced therapies. Now that I've had a chance to use them, I got to say, it's unbelievable what we can do for people. I have a girl who I just hired a couple of weeks ago. She went to the doctor. She's 22 years old. And the doctor said, you need to be on thyroid medication because your mom is on thyroid medication. That was the justification. He did send her for labs, but she never went for the labs. He said, we're going to get check your thyroid, but I'm sure you're going to need the thyroid medication because your mom is on it. And said, you seem very nervous. Would you like me to prescribe something for anxiety? Now, she told me she was nervous because the doctor was telling her she has a thyroid problem. So I encouraged her to go for her labs. And now she's doing the 21-day reboot, and I am promising her labs will be normal at the end of it. So this is the future of medicine. Thyroid drugs don't get people well. Infrared is not a new technology, but now that I'm using it, I bought an infrared sauna when I found out I had mold toxicity. I bought one for my house, and it was $8,000. And you lay down in it. It looked like a big sort of a tunnel. And you pull it over yourself, and you lay there, and you sweat like crazy. But it really was great for detoxing. You know, it's one of the things that really helped me get well. So now I have the opportunity to introduce infrared to people, and consistently I'm hearing that people are sleeping better, that their anxiety is reduced. Now, a lot of this is anecdotal. Everybody sweats, but they also, a week or two, say, I feel so much better, and I believe that's because of the detox. And the people who are going through the reboot and using the infrared are losing more weight. People who come in that have joint pain seems to subside. Everybody, especially women, comment on their skin. This is not medical. So imagine if you connect with a doctor and you're willing to talk the doctor into bringing in these therapies. That's a revenue stream. That's a big revenue stream. And it also helps you help people at a higher level. So when you get these kind of outcomes, especially when you're dealing with people who've been going to doctors for 20 years and getting put on medications, man, you're a hero. Give me some thoughts here. Are you guys receiving this? Like, is it even on your radar at this point as you're hearing it, or is it just like too far out of what you do? Because, you know, this is a whole different world from sets and reps.
No, I love it. And Tasso actually had a connection to get the infrared saunas for a good price. I don't know if
great.
But he has somebody that reps them. So I would love to get one. So you can get the four people in it.
Yeah, and I'm not telling you to get one. I'm not telling Tasso to get one. I'm just saying if you're working with a doctor's office, why wouldn't they make the investment? They could probably get one for about $350 a month on a lease payment, and they can make that back in a day.
Right. No, Tasso has one. That's why I was interested, because he said it. He likes it. And then when I had a massage from that lady who's awesome, she was like, she goes, you need to sweat more. Do you sweat? And I go, well, I sweat, but I'm not like a big sweater. So I feel like that would really help.
For you.
Yes, for me and for my clients, but definitely for me. That's why I was so interested after she said that. I go, that's so funny she said that, because we were just talking about the saunas when I saw Tasso.
Yeah, and know this. Infrared, there's near infrared, and then there's deeper infrared. Mm-hmm. And when you get the deeper rays, it's not just surface, it penetrates the skin. So the sauna doesn't get as hot as a regular sauna, but your insides do. And that's why it's so powerful as a detox agent. The exterior air of your body is not as warm as in a regular sauna, but because it penetrates, you're getting all the detox benefits at a sub-skin level.
Right.
So even if you don't normally sweat, you will sweat in this sauna. And even if you don't sweat that much, you're going to find you get all the benefits of it. And I didn't plan on talking about this. This is not, like, I'm not pitching the infrared sauna. I'm just trying to point out that when you connect with a doctor, you have so much opportunity to make the doctor more money. And, you know, we're past the state of the health club where you're just going to try to talk somebody into buying, like, a seated leg curl machine. Because does it really make that big a difference? You know, people are excited. Hey, we got the Life Stride. But does it really make a change? These are things that make a dramatic difference in outcomes and in revenue. So if you're working with a doctor and you can convince him to get an infrared sauna, you don't have to spend anything. You can make a percentage from the people that you send in or not. You're going to benefit because your people are now, you have access to it.
Phil, well, I got a handheld unit because I was doing a lot of studying recently on infrared. And basically, I was sold on.
Did you get that more for like ligament and tendon repair?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Like a wand.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, because I did a lot of research on that. Ben Greenfield was on, I think, the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking about that a while ago. And so I had a fascination for it. And like I said, I was having an issue with the knee, and so I got the wand and I started using it.
Right. So that does really work well. It does. A part of what you really have to do to get it to really heal is do damage. The people who are most benefiting in terms of using this in their business are usually like massage therapists who will damage the tendon, because the problem is not a tendon tear, it's micro tears. So it's not one thing that needs to heal. So if you have all of these micro tears, it hurts. You know, if you have this in your elbow, it feels like tendonitis, but tendonitis is inflammation. This isn't inflammation. This is little tiny tears in the tendon.
Right.
So you've got to cause a little bit of damage to activate the healing mechanism, and then infrared penetrates and makes that happen. So yeah, there's definitely value in that. What I will say to you, though, is the wand works if you're working on a specific area. But if you get in an infrared sauna, it does the same thing, plus the rest of your body, too. You know what I mean? You don't need to.
Yeah.
But that's great. Do you use it?
Okay. Yeah, I do. I do use it. I mean, again, so like for me, it's like the issue with everything has been, you know, the joint. I mean, I had it was like a chronic knee thing going on, and now it's laid up on the other side, and I had big problem with golfer's elbow. And so I started using it. I'm doing the 10. I actually had someone in pharmaceuticals. They got me an ultrasound machine. So because I'm reading up on this stuff, I'm like, I'm just willing to do, I mean, personally, any and everything. Obviously, if I see efficacy from it, then, you know, being able to recommend it for clients is not a question.
And Tony, if you can connect with a doctor, I'm telling you, you know, like I said to Tammy, I mean, you're so ready for it. It's just you're locked into what you're doing. But if even a couple of days a week, you can remotely operate out of a doctor's office and they call their former patients and say, we now have a weight loss program, you know, or a medical fitness program, whatever your avatar is. It's a win across the board. Like, there's no downside.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
All right, Tony, is that noisy where you are? Or is that Tammy?
Yes, I'm muting now.
Okay. All right, I want to share a couple other things because I mentioned that the people who go through my Reboot and my Transform program are buying supplements and finding value and staying on them. Thrive has been great for me. I don't talk about it very much anymore. But it's great because very, very high compliance. Most of the people stay on it. You know, I'm past the point where I'm selling it as you're going to feel great and it's unbelievable. But it's just now integrated into my program. At a certain point, I encourage people to get certain supplements. And I say what I use is and what many of my clients use and they try it. And when they try it, they like it. And when they like it, they stay on it. But although I've always been an advocate of real food And I've always made the point, stuck to the point, that at best supplements are the extra. If I look at my business history, I've always found a way to have a nutritional supplement revenue stream ethically. So for many years, I manufactured my own, and that was, at the time, far and away the best way for me to do it. Now, Thrive is really good. So if you don't have a supplement revenue stream, I know Troy does, but if you don't, you should. And it should be something that you're really comfortable telling people that they should get because they'll benefit. So before Thrive showed up, I was sending people to Whole Foods. I was saying, just go to a really – I didn't want to talk about a brand because I hated the arguments. Like, I got to a point where people go, well, I get this one. So I'd say, listen, go to your health food store, go to a place where they have a true nutrition expert and ask them for a really good probiotic that has at least 50 billion CFUs, that's colony-forming units, and at least 6 different strains. So they would go there, and I didn't get anything from that. And I'd also tell them to get a wide-spectrum enzyme that contained amylase and papain and bromelain, so they'd go to the store. Well, now that I have Thrive, I don't do that anymore. I make a percentage of it. So I'm just telling you that when I bring this to the medical offices, now they're making more money. And it's, again, I hesitate to say it's so easy, but I have to tell you, it's really easy. When you have an audience, this is different than, you know, when you get involved in direct marketing and you have to call people and do Facebook Lives. But when you have an audience, and in week 3 of the program, you say to everybody, now this week, get a probiotic and an enzyme. And you could buy this one if you want. Most of them will buy the one that you're holding in your hand. So, you know, my feeling is it has to be ethical. It has to be efficacious. It has to fit in with what you're doing. But if it does, why not create a revenue stream? And if you can affiliate with a doctor, why not create a revenue stream for the doctor? It's really a complete reversal in my own mind of what I once thought. Like, we believe that doctors don't have a money issue. You know, that's why we wanted them to refer people to us. Like, doctors have patients and they have money. But what I'm finding is they welcome revenue streams. They're not rolling in it the way they might have been years ago. There's a lot of restriction now, and especially when it comes to the world of insurance. They're very locked in. So when you create revenue streams like this, they don't turn them away. There is still a lot of scary stuff going on in the supplement field. You know, I watched it happen over the years, and Tony, I'm sure you remember this, where the precursors to testosterone, like androstenedione, were able to be sold legally as supplements. And then they really worked. So because they really worked, now the FDA scrutinizes them and said, well, no, this is a drug. And they put the kibosh on it. And people like Jack Owok, who owns VPX and has for years, has always managed to stay just ahead of the law. As the law changes, you know, he's ready. But I never wanted to go near anything that was fringe. So the stuff that I'm talking about, it's not even scrutinized. I mean, the science is real. You know, doctors tell people to get a probiotic. Nobody's going to ever scrutinize enzymes and say people shouldn't get them. There is a, I'll say, supplement called Phenibut. Has anybody ever heard of that? Phenibut? I guess it's sort of an underground thing, but it is sold as a medication in certain countries, I believe in Russia, and it is sold for anxiety. It doesn't create anxiety, it alleviates anxiety. If you take a lot of Phenibut, it can be addictive, and the addiction is such that if you stop taking it, you feel horrible and depressed. So I don't think it's something that should just be randomly used. I think people need to be educated. However, it works instead of Xanax. It works instead of Lexapro. It works instead of all of the big prescriptions. So anytime something starts to find its way into the public eye that threatens the sale of drugs, it gets squashed. So if you haven't heard about it yet, you probably will, because now the FDA is saying that Phenibut is a drug, is not legal. It's being criminalized. If you order it by mail or you buy it somewhere, then they will confiscate it. And that's just a little example of, A, what happens when you use things that are on the fringe. That's why I've always stayed away from them. But also the reality of what happens when you mess around with the drug companies. I mean, should androstenedione have been pulled from the market because it was a drug? I don't know. I think people who were using it knew what they were getting. I think the people who were not able to get it, if they wanted testosterone, they could probably buy it anyway. So it's that it threatens the sale of a drug and then it gets pulled. Most recently, the FTC has come out with new guidelines about what you sell as a brain-boosting supplement. They are no longer allowed to say cognitive improvement. Now, isn't that interesting? Because the drugs that are prescribed for Alzheimer's and dementia don't work. At best, they'll slow the process. But how can you even measure that? How can you measure, unless you can go back in time and try it differently, how can you measure whether something slows the onset of dementia or the speed with which Alzheimer's progresses? So if you take some of these nootropics and they make you sharper and they make you feel more alert, I don't know. To me, that seems like cognitive improvement. It seems like a cognitive boost. But now, that's criminal. You can't make that claim anymore. Those are considered deceptive claims. So why am I telling you all of this about the supplements and the drugs? Because I'm watching it firsthand. Some of you met my partner, Kristen Camella. She is perhaps the number one stem cell researcher on the planet. She's my partner in the facility, but she's also an executive for U.S. Stem Cell, and she is the owner of now 3 stem cell clinics. And I told you some things about her before, but there's been a development. So what she has perfected is, rather than doing an invasive procedure where you take stem cells from bone marrow or buying stem cells from a tissue bank where it's from umbilical cord or embryonic tissue and putting it in the body of someone else, she has a technique for extracting stem cells. These are your own cells from fat tissue. So in the clinics, they do a very, very simple liposuction procedure. It's not cosmetic. They're not taking out a whole lot of fat, but they're drawing some fat out of your body. They're extracting the stem cells. And within an hour, they're putting pure your stem cells back into your body. They could use it for orthopedic benefit. But if you really saw the case studies, and she's got over 1,000, I'm telling you the truth when I say people getting out of wheelchairs, people with MS, people who've had severe brain trauma, getting more toward normal. I mean, it really is amazing. Novartis, and I think I told you this last time, the drug company, came out with the most expensive drug ever, $2.1 million for a dose, $2.1 million. It is a synthetic stem cell product. It's a drug. It's not your cells. It's a drug. So the FDA brought a case, United States of America versus Kristen Camella. And in the case, they stated that she is using an illegal drug. Now, there's no drug involved. These are your cells, your body, your cells, taking your cells and then putting it back. So it's almost like if you spit in a cup and then you drank it. You know, it's not a drug, it's your saliva. So these are your cells. So it seemed absurd that the government is coming after her because she's selling a drug. So she chose to fight it. And there's been a tremendous amount of pressure and a tremendous number of threats. And every story that somebody is going to do about her gets squashed. And if you want to know why, watch 60 Minutes, watch 2020, and look how many of the commercials are for drugs. So the trial was supposed to take place last Friday. And this was exciting. And everybody in the stem cell world was watching this because it was going to be landmark. Because Kristen is credible. She's the real deal. She's got two PhDs in stem cell biology. And the critics would go, well, she's not a doctor. She's not a real doctor. She's a PhD. Well, yeah, she's a PhD in stem cell biology. And by the way, she doesn't do the procedures. Doctors do the procedures. So, you know, we were really looking forward to the trial because it was finally going to come to court and a judge was going to hear it. On Tuesday of last week, the trial was going to be on Friday, the judge made a decision. Before the trial, never heard Kristen speak, never asked her a single question. The judge made a decision that she loses. She lost the case. Your stem cells are now a drug. And here's the interesting twist. The guy from the FDA who brought the case against her was a former CEO of Novartis.
Big surprise.
So she has 170 doctors who have learned this technique from her and are using the technique. And now they're all scared because, you know, they made her the example. But the crazy part is it works. $2.1 million for a synthetic version that is a drug. And her procedures ran about 8,000, but they would freeze your cells. So you could get 40 treatments. You can go once a year for 40 years and never have to pay the $8,000 again. So it's really unbelievable. And I've always, shouldn't say always, but for the last 20 years, I've been talking about how corrupt the FDA is when it comes to the food companies, when it comes to the drug companies. I once mentioned something on my radio show, and I got a very threatening letter from Pfizer, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, they're coming after me? But they just shut everything down and everyone down that threatens the sale of drugs. So what I'm telling you is just reinforced again and again and again. None of this is conspiracy theory. I'm watching it firsthand. You know, and Tony just said no surprise. Yeah, we're not surprised because we know this. But it's all the more reason that we have a responsibility to step into this space. Because we're not doctors, we're not doing medical procedures. And by the way, here's the craziest part of all. The FDA has no authority over medical procedures. So that's an overreach. It's all corrupt. The FDA has medical authority over food and drugs, which is why in order to bring this action, they had to categorize what she does as a drug, which it isn't. So when I say, like, this is the perfect time, guys, this is the perfect time. Doctors have their hands tied. They're really prisoners of the drug and the insurance companies. They don't have a vehicle to create revenue streams like we do. The patients see extreme value in reversing disease, and we have the ability to reverse disease. Next weekend, I'm speaking at the Functional Aging Institute Conference, Dan Ritchie's group, Dr. Dan Ritchie, in Albuquerque. 2 weeks after that, I'm speaking at IDEA. I think a couple of weeks after that, I'm speaking at the Medical Fitness Conference in Seattle. This is important. This is not like just, hey, here's an idea. This is a mission at this point. And I'm just telling you, this opportunity is so brightly shining in front of every single one of you, but you've got to just be willing to step up a little bit. Because you may not believe everything I say, and that's okay. But when you connect with the doctor and you go, hey, let's start to do CRP testing. Let me bring you some papers on it. You know, why would it hurt? Let's measure inflammation, and then let's put people through 4 weeks of training with me, and let's check their CRP again. Why would the doctor say no? They're charging money for the CRP. They're sharing in the revenue from your consultation, and if you want to share with them your program, why would anybody say no? I want to mention one woman who's going through my program right now. She finishes on Saturday. Her name is Marcy. She was a tough case. She was a really tough case. She's one of those people who had a lot of labels. And she was talking to one of my trainers, and then she was brought over to me because she said, I want to do the program, but. And there were a lot of buts. I want to do the program, but. And finally, I said to her, do the program. I don't want to hear any more buts. Do the program. That's the only thing I can say to you right now. So let's get you signed up. And she did. And then it became, I don't know if I did the right thing because I'm going out of town next week. I said, that's fine. Go out of town. And I'm going to send, you're going to get the program by emails. And when you come back, we'll catch you up and I'm going to connect you with a trainer. And I'm doing Monday workshops and you'll come to every workshop. So anyway, she started out very negative. And at a certain point along the way, she just got it. She just got the aha. So here's what I want to tell you. I just saw Marcy on Monday. And we did some follow-up testing. She has a shocking increase in VO2 max. I would expect this from an athlete, but not from Marcy. She had a shocking reduction in CRP. She had a significant reduction in the thyroid imbalance as evidenced by her labs. We are right now talking to her doctor about getting her off her meds completely. She was pre-diabetic. As of Monday, she has normal blood sugar. And if you would ask Marcy, what is the most radical change of all? She would say, I'm positive. My mood, my mindset. And it's night and day. And she's constantly testing herself. Like when we did the workshop on Monday, everybody sits on stability balls. And when she gets up, she puts her hands out in front of her and she says, I am never going to assist myself standing up again. She just, everything just makes her happy now. So why am I sharing this? I mean, I expect results like this from people because she barely did the sessions. That's what blew me away. She did the diaphragmatic breaths. She did the lymphatic twists and she followed the circadian nutrition. She didn't even do the workouts. So I was blown away. But this is a perfect example of what we can do for people that medicine couldn't. She's been a victim of the medical field for her whole adult life. Now I have her starting week one again, day one of the 21 rebound. I say, now that you understand it, do it perfectly, you know, with the workouts. But imagine that, diaphragmatic breathing, lymphatic twists, and circadian nutrition without the workouts. She went through such radical changes. So there's no reason for you guys not to be doing this stuff at this point. And I'm telling you this, I'm as accessible as you need me to be. I mean, I'm busy, but if you want to talk to me, we'll set something up because I want to help you get here. I want to help you do it. You know, if you're comfortable putting people through my reboot like Tammy and Troy, do it and do it and do it again. If you're not, then, you know, figure out a different version of what you're going to do for people. But you guys should be benefiting from this because this is the greatest opportunity I've ever, ever seen in our field. Any thoughts, comments, questions on anything I shared?
I'm definitely loving it. And you said something that was really interesting, too. You said right now you're stuck in what you do. So I'm getting unstuck, though. I'm getting unstuck because these are things that intrigue me, that I'm completely interested in, that I'm studying and also experiencing. So for me, it's not a belief thing. I'm in transition.
Good. I think maybe the Transform 2020 program is sort of a metaphor for what's about to happen in your life.
I received that for sure.
You know, I've always really enjoyed being around people who inspire me. I mean, I really, as you guys know, had a great friendship with and respect for Joe Weider. I've always had a great admiration for Michael Kogan because they were so pure to what they did. And although they would be attacked by people, you know, they knew their path and they knew their ethics. And I've always stood my ground and I've always fought for what I thought was right and ethical and moral, and sometimes it cost me financially. But that's why I'm enjoying this journey with Krista now, because here's what I've watched. A lot of the doctors who were, you know, go, Krista, fight for us, now they don't want to talk to her because they don't want to get in trouble. So it's hard to be the maverick because people don't stand with you. But I'll stand right next to her through this whole process. So, you know, I enjoy this. And not only do I enjoy taking a stand for what's right, but I'm seeing the benefits in helping people, and that's what we're all about. So, yeah, Tony, I'm anxious to see you make this transition because it's going to rock your world in a very, very good way. You're going to reach a different level where you go, oh, my God, look what I've been missing for so long in terms of what you can do for people. And will there still be the ones who frustrate you? Yes. You know, Marcy would have driven you crazy, just like that one reboot person drove me crazy. I don't remember her name, but you know what I mean.
Lost strong.
Yeah. So I'm not saying it's a panacea and a perfect world, but you're going to realize the power that you've really had all this time and you just haven't really maximized. When you start to maximize it, you become like at a different level of confidence. You just really, this idea of talking to people about helping them, it's just, it becomes an obligation. You know, you have to. Who else is here? Troy? Gary?
Bill. I think Gary's not on there. There's Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, Bill.
Is this resonating with you at all?
It's resonating with me.
Absolutely. I just wish we had more doctors in the area that were independent. That's my struggle.
How, I've never been to Battle Creek. I know it for two things, Kellogg's and Troy. That's it. That's I know about Battle Creek. But what is the next, like, large town, metropolis? Like, are you near a big city?
Kalamazoo.
So what is the landscape like there? Do you know?
I do not. I have not looked into that, no.
How far is that from you?
30 minutes.
So Troy, I would explore it. Like, if your truth is that in the world you live, there just aren't enough allies, then I'd say expand your universe a little bit. And you don't have to drive 30 minutes back and forth every day, but if once a week you went to a location and just did your consultations, I'm saying the same thing to you. I'm saying to Tony, it just kind of opens you up. You start to see what you're capable of. So that's not a push to go to Kalamazoo. I wouldn't push anyone to go to Kalamazoo. But it's, you know, it's a consideration. Because if that truly is a limitation that you just don't have the resource where you live, look a little farther because it's worth it.
Yes. When I run the numbers on how we can do it and the amount of effort that's involved and how much money is available and is how easily we can help all these people. It's just amazing.
Yep. And even on the other side of that is how they're not being helped now. Like, that's the crime, that they're all going to doctors and they're all getting on medicine. And I think by this point, all of you have met like the thyroid woman who's had the experience where she goes to the doctor after being put on the medication and the doctor goes, hey, you're normal now. She goes, but I didn't lose any weight. Yeah, but you're fine. Yeah, but I'm not feeling well and my energy is low. Okay, let's get you on Wellbutrin. Let's get you on Lexapro. Let's get you on Prozac because you're depressed. We've all met that woman enough times. So this is an example of somebody who's just being led down a very bad path by medicine. And this is the convention of medicine. These aren't bad doctors. These are the conventions of medicine. It's what they do. So when I speak to this audience and I go, I know where you've been. You've been to the doctor. They took your labs. They told you you're fine, yet you still feel miserable. And they all nod their head, yes, yes. So, yeah, the opportunity is just massive. Tammy, any final thoughts?
Yeah, if somebody's on Thrive, what is the extra they need to take out of those supplements that we tell them?
What do you mean?
Like if they go on Thrive, then they don't need any of the extra supplements in the 21-day?
What I do now is I get them on intravenous glutathione. But if you're not right. doing that, I would encourage them to also take N-acetylcysteine.
Okay.
And then the other thing I have them do, but they don't buy it in supplement form, is they make golden milk. So it's turmeric, right. which you can buy right. as a supplement, but it's turmeric and coconut oil. Mm-hmm. So in addition to Thrive, that's what I would have them take, NAC, turmeric, right. and coconut oil, because they're anti-inflammatories.
Right.
But everything else is in Thrive.
Right, okay, because that's what I was wondering when I was telling Kristen which one to take. Now, the other thing is she texted me and said, well, when we were doing our thing, she's like, well, how are you going to market this? She's like, I'm just seeing the perch. And I go, well, you know, like fill those seminars. And she's like, yeah, but like how would you get John, who's super busy and this and that? And then the next day she's texting me, hey, my friend, my neighbor is like wants in the next month to do this. And what, you know, should she – you know, do protein day or should she do a fasting? I guess she needs to do the 21-day metabolic reboot. Think of what you had to go through to get those results. She goes, oh, yeah, you're right. This is fun. So I think it's open and everybody needs it. So.
Yeah, you know, and that's another frustration that I go through. And I said to Tony, people will still frustrate you because, you know, if you get a group of people on the program and then they all come back a week later for a meeting, go, you guys doing the program? Yeah, all doing the program. And then on an individual basis, you get like somebody like Marcy who goes, well, I haven't done the exercises. So you have to explain that it all works together. So if somebody goes, oh, yeah, just try protein days, it's not going to work and they're going to miss the whole point. The protein days are in the program the same time as we do workouts that are aimed at glycogen depletion. And in the seminar or the webinars, I talk about the concept of mitochondrial hunger. You have to have hungry mitochondria and no available glycogen in order to burn fat because it's a two-step process. So just doing protein days isn't really enough. It's just going to be calorie deprivation. They'll lose weight and they'll gain it back. So, yeah, that's the right answer is just do the reboot.
Right.
Yeah, it's really funny how everybody wants to still find like that one thing. What's the one thing? The one thing is all of it. It's brain, immune system, gut, mind, spirit, and cell. That's what it is. So that's the one thing. All right. Any other thoughts, comments, questions on anything? All right. Hey, Tony, when you finish Transform and you enter a bodybuilding competition, I don't want it to be the over 50. I want you to be in the open. I'm just telling you that now. Okay.
Hey, Phil, speaking of the Transform, Kristen wants to start that. So what do I knew you were like working on the pricing and if it was evergreen or.
Yeah, it is evergreen and it's $197.
Okay. Okay, good.
If you're going to take her through it, though, I want you to add on top of that, you know, just like we do with the reboot. So like if you're going to train her once a week, you know, add that on top of it.
Okay. And then how many weeks is the
It's 13, but it's actually 15, 16. and the reason I say that is when you go through week one, at the end of week one, I tell you to go through it again. And there's a reason for it, and I explain it. So you do week one twice, then you do week two, and then you start the program. So it's a 13-week program with two preliminary weeks, would be 15, and you do week one twice. So it's presented as a 13-week program, but it takes 16 weeks to finish it.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you're mad at him, when he tells you to do it again, do it anyway.
Right.
Like, what did you just say?
Well, because, you know, Tony, you have to realize that not everybody's going to attack strength and growth like you did. And as I said, the stronger you are, the more draining it's going to be, right? So not everybody has that experience, but everybody's going to feel taxed by the strength and growth workouts. So unlike my original Transformer, I had the four-week scramble. Week one is strength and growth. So I want to make sure that everybody's kind of worked up to that point. And that's the reason I say now do week one again, because I want you to do it perfectly, and then do week two, and then you're ready for strength and growth. So, you know, it's not just me being mean. There's a method to it.
Well, you know, it's funny because as I started the first week, I said, okay, I'm good. I've been eating well. Okay, I'm going to do week one perfectly. And he said, okay, do it again, but through this time do it perfectly. I was like, fuck you, Phil. I did it perfectly the first time.
Did you do it a second time?
Oh, yeah. Look, I've done everything completely.
Hey, I want you to know I never used a skincare product in my life, except my friend Donna manufactures a skincare product. And every time she sees me, she, like, slaps stuff on my face. But I've never, like, religiously used one. But I just today received my advanced CBD skincare system from Thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tammy, have you used this?
They're
pushing,
yeah. Man.
Tony, have you?
No.
Has your wife?
I haven't even ordered it.
No?
I haven't even ordered it, no.
Billy's
have I what?
Print.
No, I said, has your wife used it?
No.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Saying?
Billy does?
Yeah, Billy's been using mine.
Really?
But yeah, I can tell a difference. I can tell a difference definitely in mine. And then in that area of my leg where I have that problem, I've been using on that, and that's really helped, too. It's
okay,
because
I have no idea how to promote a skincare product, but I see they seem to be doing really well with it.
Yeah. So you just have to try it. I feel like, and then everyone, of course, I've been getting all the calls, oh, can you come to the CBD party? I think, you know, it's ground floor, and I'm like, I'm good. I got mine. But I feel like, I mean, for me, maybe a little calmer. What I would notice as far as, but I think I've been working on that with the meditation too, but I definitely notice in my skin.
Good. Okay. I'll give it a shot.
After 30 days, see what it does for you.
Okay. All right, guys. I told you I'm reachable, and if I don't speak to you before then, we'll speak in 2 weeks. Until then, be better, everybody. Bye-bye.